first item on our agenda today is S2501 Sussex CSG1 LLC, conditional use number 2354, six-month time extension request for the conditional use.
On April 28th, 2026, the Planning and Zoning Department received a request for a six-month time extension for the establishment of a solar farm to be located within an agricultural residential AR1 district. The conditional use application, conditional use number 2354, Sussex CSG1 LLC, was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, October 10th, 2023, subject to 11 conditions of approval, and a change was adopted through ordinance number 2955. Under 115-174 of the code, approval of a conditional use shall be valid for a period of 3 years after the date of approval, and thereafter shall become null and void unless construction or use is substantially underway within said 3-year period. Additionally, of further note is that the preliminary site plan for the proposal S-25-01 received both preliminary and final approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, February 19th, 2025. At that time, the department was in receipt of all required agency approvals, including letters of no objections from the Delaware Department of Transportation, Office of the State Fire Marshal, Sussex Conservation District, and the decommissioning plan for the use. On April 28th, 2026, the Planning and Zoning Department received both the initial request for extension letter, including a copy of the anticipated project schedule, demonstrating that approval of the use will be substantially underway within 6 months of the expiration date of the current approval. The letter submitted by the applicant's legal representative notes that it is anticipated that the facility will be substantially underway by early 2027 and operational by fall of 2027. The current status of the project and anticipated project approval timeline are outlined in the applicant's original request letter dated April 28, 2026. The applicant anticipates having all agency approvals in hand by August of 2026. Should the Planning and Zoning Commission recommend approval of the six-month time extension request, the application will be forwarded to the Sussex County Council for their final decision and approval of this request. If approved by the Sussex County Council in accordance with 99-40C3 of the Sussex County Code, the application's expiration date will be extended 6 months from the previous approval deadline of October 10th, 2026 to April 10th, 2027. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 20, Parcel 14, and the zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
Madam Chair, I move that we grant a six-month time extension request for S2501 Sussex CSG1 LLC, conditional use 2354.
Second that.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the six-month time extension request for conditional use number 2354, S2501, Sussex CSG1 LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you, the motion carries. Next item on the agenda is 2025-01 Howard Manor Final Subdivision Plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the addition of one lot into the existing and previously approved Howard Manor subdivision for a standard subdivision to consist of 23 single-family lots, private roads, and open space. The existing Howard Manor subdivision, recorded at plot book age 8, page 614, and revised at plot book 8, page 779, consists of 22 single family lots as a standard subdivision that was approved in February of 1973. The project is proposed to be located on the south side of Atlantic Avenue, Route 26, and the northeast side of Diane Road, approximately 0.10 mile east of the intersection of Murray Road and Atlantic Avenue, Route 26, in Ocean View, Delaware. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval for the subdivision. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 184. The zoning is MR, Medium Density Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for final approval.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the final subdivision, final site plan for subdivision 2025-01 Howard Manor.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve 2025-01 Howard Manor as a final subdivision plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries 5-0. Next on the agenda is 2020-07 Main and McNamara final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of a standard subdivision to consist of three single-family lots off an existing easement, Krause Lane. The preliminary subdivision plan for the development was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, August 24th, 2023, subject to four conditions of approval. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The parcel is located on a private road, Krause Lane, off the northwest side of Townsend Road, Sussex County Road 303. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 22, Parcel 3.29. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for final approval.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the final subdivision plan for 2020-07 Main and McNamara.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for 2020-07 Main and McNamara. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is S-2627 Cole World Revised Final Site Plan.
This is a revised final site plan for a proposed food truck to be operated from March 15th through October 15th, 2026 with associated parking. The parcel is comprised of 0.21 acre more or less with access from Bethany Loop. The parcel is located on the south side of Bethany Loop, approximately 70 feet southeast of Cedar Neck Road, Sussex County Road 357. The Planning and Zoning Commission last reviewed this plan at their meeting on Wednesday, May 6, 2026, where the matter was deferred. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 13, Parcel 1843. The zoning is B1 Neighborhood Business District, and the revised site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code 115-69B25. And staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for final approval.
Madam Chair, I...
Excuse me, before you make a motion on this, I just want to be clear that, so we have the ice machine that's added on here. So this would just be for a food truck operation and the ice machine?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
I move that we approve the final site plan for S-26-27 Cole World.
I second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the revised final site plan for S-2627 Cole World. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next is S-26-17 Anthony and Jessica Savini final site plan.
This is a final site plan for a business service and professional offices and storage for a general contracting and home construction company. Conditional use 2519 was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, October 7th, 2025, through ordinance number 4021. The parcels are comprised of 5.57 acres, more or less, with access from an existing lane off of Shingle Point Road, Sussex County Road 249. The parcels are located on the northwest side of Shingle Point Road, Sussex County Road 249. The tax parcels are District 235, Map 25, Parcels 33, 33.02, and 33.04. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the final site plan complies with Sussex County zoning and all conditions of approval. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the final site plan, S-26-17 Anthony and Jessica Savini.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the final site plan for S-26-17 Anthony and Jessica Savini. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next up is S-25-67, Michael P. Justice, revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for two proposed storage buildings, 5,000 square feet and 8,000 square feet, respectively. loading spaces, and other site improvements. There are existing buildings to be removed from the general residential portion of the property. Staff note that the site was subject of a previous conditional use application, conditional use number 1599, to establish the contractor equipment storage and yard use, which was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, April 12, 2005, subject to four conditions of approval. The change was adopted through ordinance number 1768. The parcel is comprised of 3.02 acres, more or less, with access from Parker House Road, Sussex County Road 362. The parcel is located on the west side of Parker House Road, Sussex County Road 362, approximately 0.054 mile northeast of Double Bridges Road, Route 54. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcels are District 134, Map 16, Parcel 52.02. The zoning is C1, General Commercial District, and GR, General Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, therefore the plan is eligible for final approval.
I move that we approve the final site plan for S25-67 for Michael P. Justice.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve S25-67, Michael P. Justice revised final site plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next up is S26-28, the Crossings at Oak Orchard, LLC, also known as Riverwinds, revised preliminary site plan and master plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan and master plan for the addition of two further lots, lot number 113 and lot number 114, for a total of 114 lots into an existing and previously approved manufactured home park known as Riverwinds, formerly known as Driftwood Park and Oak Orchard West, and is a manufactured home park containing 112 units total that received approval through conditional use number 677, which was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, April 27th, 1982, through resolution number R04182. Staff note that the site includes a recent conditional use application, conditional use number 2479, filed on behalf of the Crossings at Oak Orchard, LLC. The application was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025, subject to four conditions of approval. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, including Chapter 115, Section 172G, pertaining to manufactured home parks, and all conditions of approval. The property is located on the south side of Devon Drive within the Riverwinds, formerly known as Driftwood Park and Oak Orchard West Manufactured Home Park, lying on the south side of Oak Orchard Road, Route 5. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 222.03. The zoning is GR, General Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
I move that we grant the approval of the revised preliminary site plan and master plan for S26-28, the Crossings at Oak Orchard, also known as Riverwinds. Depending on the staff receiving all agency approval.
I second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site and master plan for S26-28, the Crossings at Oak Orchard, LLC, also known as Riverwinds, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next up is S26-23, Network Towers Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction and establishment of a 150-foot-tall telecommunications tower to include a 4-foot lightning rod, fencing, and other related site improvements. Staff note that subject to the provisions of Chapter 115, Section 194.2A of the code, which requires the submittal of a special use exception to the Board of Adjustment, the site was the subject of a previous application for a special use exception, Board of Adjustment Case 13141, which was approved by the Board of Adjustment at their meeting of Monday, December 8, 2025. The property is lying on the northwest side of Hastings Farm Road in Seaford, Delaware. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 231, Map 9, Parcel 5. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all required agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the preliminary site plan S-26-23 network towers with final approval by staff upon the receipt of agency approvals.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve S-26-23 Network Towers preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next is S-26-22 Rio Motors preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a proposed 6,200 square foot building for use as the first floor 4,800 square feet showroom and a 1,400 square foot second floor office and other site improvements. The parcel is comprised of 4.05 acres more or less with access from DuPont Boulevard Route 113. The parcel is located on the east side of DuPont Boulevard Route 113, approximately 900 feet north of Hickory Street, Sussex County Road 405. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 433, Map 6.14, Parcel 4. The zoning is C1, General Commercial District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for Rio Motors S-26-22.
As a final. You have everything.
Yes.
Sorry, as a final, yes.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan as a final for S-26-22 Rio Motors. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Thank you. The motion carries. Next up is S-2405 Lands of Leslie A. Brossus preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan to allow for the establishment of a yurt, treehouse structure with a porch, two bath houses, covered seating area, covered picnic table, associated parking, landscaping, and other site improvements. Staff note that the site was the subject of a conditional use application, conditional use number 2323, filed on behalf of Leslie A. Brossus for a treehouse and yurt to be utilized for short-term rentals to be located within a general residential district. The Sussex County Council approved the application at their meeting of Tuesday, June 13th, 2023, through ordinance number 2928, subject to 8 conditions of approval. The property is located on lot 45 within the existing Banks Acre subdivision and lying on the south side of Redding Street, approximately 0.14 miles south of Old Mill Road, Route 349 in Millville, Delaware. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval for the use. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 1198.00, and the zoning is GR, General Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
All right, I move that we grant preliminary site approval for the lands of Leslie A. Brossus, S-24-05, depending on all approval by staff agencies.
I second.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve S2405, Lands of Leslie A. Brosas, preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is 2021-24, Fisher's Point Subdivision, Amenities Plan, Revised Final Subdivision Plan, and Request to Amend Conditions of Approval.
This is an Amenities Plan, Revised Final Subdivision Plan, and Request to Amend Conditions of Approval for a previously approved standard subdivision to consist of 48 lots total, private roads, and open space. Due to the size of the proposal, the previous subdivision approval did not contain amenities. However, the applicant has since revisited the plans and wishes to add amenities to the subdivision. Specifically, the proposal is to add a 624 square foot pool house, in-ground pool, pool deck area, associated fencing, and parking. Included in this request is a request to amend the final subdivision plan to add the above-mentioned amenities elements, a request to amend condition B of the conditions of approval, which currently requires that approximately 5.30 acres of the site remains as open space, and amend the condition to note that approximately 4.188 acres of the site remains as open space. Additionally, the request also adds a further condition of approval, condition S, which states the approved Fisher's Point subdivision shall be revised to include a community amenity consisting of a swimming pool, pool house slash pavilion, and associated improvements as shown on the revised site plan. The amenity, including all associated recreational facilities and parking areas, shall be constructed and open for use by residents prior to the issuance of the 29th residential building permit within the subdivision in accordance with Chapter 99, Section 21E of the Code of Sussex County. The property is located on the southeast side of Stag Run Court within the existing Fisher's Point subdivision. The revised final subdivision plan, amenities plan, and request to amend conditions of approval, aside from the revision of condition B regarding the open space acreage totals to comply with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval for the subdivision. Additionally, staff note the plan complies with the provisions of Ordinance 3062 relating to the updated open space calculations. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 16, Parcel 81. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for preliminary and final approval.
First, thank you for answering my question about the open space and whether this complied with that under that new definition. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It.
So, yeah.
Okay, that was my question.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah. So
I had the same question earlier and reached out to Lauren on that. So if everybody's good with this, so this one's a little cumbersome. Maybe I can suggest a motion. So it would be regarding 2021-24 Fisher's Point subdivision. The motion is to approve the amenities plan, revised final subdivision plan, and the request to amend conditions of approval, specifically condition B, so that it now states approximately 4.188 acres of the site remains as open space, and to add a new condition S to state the approved Fisher's Point subdivision shall be revised to include a community amenity consisting of a swimming pool, pool house slash pavilion, and associated improvements as shown on the revised site plan. The amenity, including all associated recreational facilities and parking areas, shall be constructed and open for use by residents prior to the issuance of the 29th residential building permit within the subdivision in accordance with Section 99-21E of the Code of Sussex County.
That's my motion.
I second the motion.
Dave, you could have done that.
Okay. I'm a little disappointed you didn't repeat. And I'm not going to either. Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve 2021-24 Fisher's Point subdivision per the motion made. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is Lands of Robert Lee and Wendy Atkins, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual land. Proposed lot D shall consist of 2.908 acres more or less, and the residual lands shall contain 30.632 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the north side of Bunting Road, Sussex County Road 335. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 233, Map 6, Parcel 13.01. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for preliminary and final approval.
Before we make a motion on this one, I have a question. I was just confused looking at the site plan. So this Parcel D, the access is the calf pasture road. That's the 30-foot easement there. Is that, am I seeing that correct? It's just an odd-shaped lot.
That is correct.
Okay.
So,
okay.
They didn't have the road frontage, so it comes back in, and then the parcel starts.
Yeah, okay. That's an odd-shaped lot. That's funny. Okay, I'm sorry.
No other questions on that? Then I approve that we, or I approve, I move that we approve the for the final subdivision plan for the plan off of a proposed 30-foot easements for the lands of Robert Lee and Wendy Atkins.
I second it.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the lands of Robert Lee and Wendy Atkins minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is lands of Mardawi, Ahmad, Suri, and Alawakwati minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement. And I apologize for that pronunciation.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus residual land. Proposed lot A shall consist of 1 acre more or less. Proposed lot B shall consist of 1 acre more or less. Proposed lot C shall consist of 1 acre more or less. And the residual land shall consist of 1.012 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road, and the property is located on the west side of Martin's Farm Road, Sussex County Road 291. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 10, Parcel 60.12. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for preliminary and final approval.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off a proposed 50-foot easement, lands of Mardawi, Ahmad, Sirius, and Alawakwati. Sorry for that as well.
Sorry.
Thank you. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for the lands of Mardawi, Ahmad, Siri, and Alawakwati. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is lands of Mark and Denise Cathell, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual land. Proposed lot three shall consist of 1.05 acres more or less, and residual lands lot four shall contain 3.00 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the south side of Whitesville Road, Sussex County Road 64. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 7, Parcel 55.04. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for preliminary and final approval.
Any questions for anyone?
Thank you.
All right, Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off a proposed 50-foot easement for the lands of Mark and Denise Cathell.
As a final?
As a final.
Thank you.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for the lands of Mark and Denise Cathell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Last item on our other business is lands of Verma Joan Tribbett, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus residual land. Proposed lot one shall consist of 1 acre. Proposed lot two shall consist of 1 acre. Proposed lot three shall consist of 1 acre. And the residual land shall contain 26.415 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the east side of Pepper Road, Sussex County Road 376, approximately 300 feet north of Lazy Lagoon Road, Sussex County Road 380. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 4, Parcel 37. The zoning is GR, General Residential District. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the final subdivision plan for the lands of Verma J. Tribbett for the plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement with the final upon all agency, a receipt of all agency approval to the staff.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for the lands of Verma J. Trivett, all, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0.